This is the way of the cross, according to St. Jose Maria Escrivá from the Cathedral of St. Raymond Nonatus in Joliet, Illinois. The Christian loves to follow the way of the cross in the Savior's footsteps. The stations, from the Praetorium to Golgotha and the tomb, trace the passion and death of Christ, who by his holy cross has redeemed the world. To understand the mystery of redemption and the salvific meaning of suffering, one ought to meditate upon the sufferings of our Lord, which he took upon himself to save us from sin. God always is with those who suffer. His omnipotence is manifested precisely in the fact that he freely accepted suffering. He could have chosen not to do so. He could have chosen to demonstrate his omnipotence even at the moment of the crucifixion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My Lord and my God, under the loving eyes of our Mother, we are making ready to accompany you along this path of sorrow, which was the price for our redemption. We wish to suffer all that you suffered, to offer you our poor, contrite hearts, because you are innocent, and yet you are going to die for us, who are the only really guilty ones. My Mother, Virgin of Sorrows, help me to relive those bitter hours which your Son wished to spend on earth, so that we, who were made from a handful of clay, may finally live in libertatem gloriae filiorum Dei, in the glory and freedom of the children of God.